Dreams. We spend one-third of our lives sleeping. It's a brilliant part of God's plan, since sleep opens up a world of ways to nourish, inform, and expand our souls. During sleep, obviously, our conscious minds take a break and allow our subconscious minds, where our spirit minds live, to take over. And one of the ways the subconscious expresses itself while we sleep is in dreams. There are hundreds of theories on dream interpretation, and countless brilliant minds have done countless studies of dreams. It speaks volumes about their complexity and the mysteries hidden inside them, that in spite of all that, dreams seem to keep as many secrets from us as they ever did. I've read, studied, researched, and taught dream interpretation, and I wrote my own book of dreams. In my strong opinion, there are 5 categories of dreams. 1. Release dreams, in which your subconscious mind takes the opportunity to let off emotional steam your conscious mind hasn't dealt with. Also, helpful guides to unfinished business that needs your attention. 2. Wish dreams, which are exactly what they sound like. Sometimes, as the lovely song says, a dream really is a wish your heart makes when you're fast asleep. If we don't make the mistake of taking wish dreams too literally, they can throw a valuable spotlight on wishes you might not have even put into words yet. Sexual dreams, for example, aren't necessarily about sexual desire at all or about some deeply buried attraction to the partner in your dream. They're usually a wish for more intimacy in your life, which doesn't have to be physical at all. A dream about a new house doesn't mean you should wake up the next morning and call a realtor. It can mean there's something about yourself, you are where you live after all, regardless of what house you occupy, that you're longing to change. A dream about giving birth definitely is not a cue to get pregnant. That new life you're giving birth to could be yours. Some good idea you're about to bring into fruition, or some new spiritual depth in yourself you're starting to unearth. In other words, always look at the overview rather than the specifics of wish dreams. You will be surprised how much you can learn about yourself and what you're really wishing for. 3. Prophetic dreams, which are simply dreams that predict some future moment, conversation, or event. You don't have to be psychic when you're awake for the spirit mind to show off amazing psychic powers while you're sleeping. And take it from me, the reverse is true too. I'm not remotely psychic when I dream. If you suspect that you tend to dream prophetically, try this for a month. Write down every dream you can remember that you think might have been a glimpse into the future. Put it away, and don't look at it until that month has passed. It will be easily apparent whether or not your dreams are truly prophetic, bearing in mind that truly prophetic doesn't just mean seeing into the future. It means doing it accurately. 4. Information or problem-solving dreams, which explain why and how you can go to sleep completely perplexed about a situation or an unresolved issue and wake up knowing exactly what to do. The dreams themselves may not even appear to bear any resemblance to what's troubling you, but with the spirit mind being so adept at symbolism, it will get the point and pass along the translation to the conscious mind. 5. Astral visits, which technically aren't dreams. Have you ever had a dream about a visit to a departed loved one, or to someone or someplace on Earth, at home, or anywhere in the universe that seemed to be very real and, unlike most dreams, proceeded in a logical order from beginning to end? There's a strong probability that if you have, it was your spirit making an actual visit to that loved one, thanks to the magic of astral travel. You'll hear the definition of astral travel under its own listing. It's simply worth mentioning here because of the frequency with which astral visits are confused with dreams. Remember, just because it happened while you were sleeping doesn't mean it was a dream. If it seemed exceptionally real and proceeded in a logical order from beginning to end, you can rest assured it was an astral visit. Dreaming is as essential to us as breathing. Whether we remember our dreams or not, whether we understand what they mean or not, they're a release valve. the mind's way of protecting and preserving some sense of balance in a waking world that often seems to offer very little balance at all.